Tagore created a new music which bears the unmistakable stamp of his personality. Poetry is an inherent quality of this new music. In North Indian classical music, words have usually played a subsidiary and at times even meaningless role. Whereas in Bengal, from the old Vaishnava songs down to the 19th century, words tended to assert themselves. But in Tagore we find, for the first time, a wonderful and perfect balance, poetry and music complementing each other. However, Tagore did not create his music out of nothing. He was born into a cultural tradition which he enriched and carried forward. Tagore songs can be classified in different ways according to their musical forms or poetic themes. From the purely musical point of view, we find three dominant and distinct influences in his music: that of classical Indian music, European music, and the popular folk music of Bengal. These influences are evident from the recurrent correlations and similarities in structure, form, and flavor that are noticeable in his compositions. Anybody who has read his reminiscences will feel the musical atmosphere in which he grew up. Renowned classical musicians like Srikanta Sinha and Vishnu Chakravarti were engaged as tutors in the Tagore family, and other famous musicians of the Vishnupur school like Jodhu Bhatto and Radhika Prasad Goswami used to visit them regularly. Their music, a traditional form called Dhrupad, left a deep and lasting impression on Tagore. It used to be and still is customary to start a performance by introducing the notes of a raga in succession and gradually unfolding its full form and mood through improvisations, but without the use of lyrics and tala cycles, in a style called alap. Listen to an alap in the raga Miyaki Malhar.